it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Woman Tribe, which was created from Healthy Women, Healthy Earth Organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. This week, I'm going to talk about International Women's Day, and it is on this Friday, March 8th, 2024. Since the month of March is National Women's History Month, and we green women are passionate about advocating for women to be seen, to be heard, who work to educate the world about climate crisis, environmental concerns, children's health, children's well-being, our children's education, nutrition for all, actually everyone's well-being, and our connection to our Mother Earth, and so much more. So I wanted to dedicate this episode in honor of International Women's Day on this Friday, March 8th, and to all the women out there. The National Women's History Alliance selects and publishes the yearly theme, though, and this year, the National Women's History Month theme is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. And their slogan for 2024 is Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. Oh, I love that. Achieving gender equality and women's well-being in all aspects of life is more crucial than ever if we want to create prosperous economies and a healthy planet. However, we are facing a key challenge. The alarming $360 billion annual deficit in gender equality measures by 2030. So take a stand with us using the hashtag InvestInWomen. That is the official website of the UN Women. Is the meeting point to mobilize, contribute, read stories, and find material to spread the message through social networks. It is really a great site. For this year's theme, there are five key areas needing some joint action out there. The first one, investing in women, a human's right issue. You know, time's running out. Gender equality is the greatest human rights challenge, benefiting everyone. And then there's poverty. We need to end poverty. Due to the COVID pandemic and conflict, 75 million more people have fallen into severe poverty since 2020. Immediate action is crucial to prevent over 342 million women and girls living in poverty by 2030. Implementing gender-responsive financing. Conflicts and rising prices may lead 75% of countries to cut public spending by 2025. This negatively impacts women and their essential services. And then shifting to a green economy and a caring society. The current economic system disproportionately affects women. Advocates propose a shift to a green economy and care society to amplify women's voices. And then we have supporting feminist change makers. Despite leading efforts, feminist organizations receive only 0.13%. Listen, 0.13% of official development assistance. So sad. So this International Women's Day, let's unite to transform challenges into opportunities and shape a better future for all. Just a few facts. Did you know in 1984, Australia introduced the world's first women's budget statement paving the way for many others to follow suit, they have their own budget statement. Wow. Then there's an alarming lack of financing with a staggering USD $360 billion annual deficit in spending on gender equality measures. And also, just 5% of government aid is focused on tackling violence against women and girls. Did you hear that? 5% of government aid is focused on tackling violence against women and girls, and less than 0.2% is directed to its prevention. If we can't get education to these women, it'll just keep going on and on. Every year during Women's History Month, March is designated the History Month by presidential proclamation. The month is set aside to honor women's contributions in American history. Did you know Women's History Month started as a Women's History Week? Women's History Month began as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California. The Education Task Force of the Sonoma County and California Commission on the Status of Women planned and executed a Women's History Week celebration in 1978. The organizers selected the week of March 8th to correspond with International Women's Day. The movement spread across the country as other communities initiated their own Women's History Week and celebrations the following year. In 1980, a consortium of women's groups and historians led by the National Women's History Project, which is now the National Women's History Alliance, successfully lobbied for national recognition. In February 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8, 1980, as National Women's History Week. The proclamation states, "From the first settlers who came to our shores, from the first American Indian families who befriended them, men and women have worked together to build this nation. Too often the women were unsung, and sometimes their contributions went unnoticed. But the achievements, leadership, courage, strength, and love, the women who built America, was as vital as the men whose names we know well." By 1986, 14 states recognized March as Women's History Month, and the next year, the U.S. Congress established Women's History Month as an annual federally recognized observance. Yoo-hoo! Each sitting U.S. president since 1995 has issued a yearly proclamation honoring the role of American women in history. Subsequent presidents continued to proclaim a National Women's History Week in March until 1987, when Congress passed a law, 100-9, designating March as Women's History Month. Yay! Way to go, Congress! Between 1980 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. Since 1995, each president has issued an annual proclamation designating the month of March as Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance, though, selects and publishes the yearly theme, and the International Women's Day has always been associated with the color purple. You might ask, why is purple the color of feminism? Well, it goes back a ways when women are the embodiment of a goddess. They not only give birth to life, but can also help you sustain it. Despite owning such power, they have been through unending pain and disappointment. However, with the establishment of a day like International Women's Day, the world is trying to aim for a better society for women. This has also given rise to several women's movements, Many of these movements have been represented by the color purple. Here is why the color is commonly used for feminism and International Women's Day. When the women's movement had its advent, the colors purple, green, and white were used to represent the cause. Purple signified loyalty towards the women's movement. Green signified hope, while white hinted at purity. Purple color was also used for the movement that supported women's right to vote in the USA. Further, purple is a tone that you get when you mix pink and blue. In other words, pink is the color represented for feminine energies, while blue is used for masculine. When you mix the two colors, you get a middle tone, which is purple. Hence, it can also be said that purple is used to express equality. I also found online that there is a 2024 Women's History Toolkit that you can download that might interest you on how to find ways to celebrate this month, involve your families and the community. They also have some great websites to research Women's History Month. I also found a short article about what excites folks about women's history, because discovering that women's history matters. So this is how it goes. What excites folks about women's history? Because women's history helps us make sense of the world. Because girls and boys and women and men cannot so easily be duped into thinking that girls and women have to keep proving themselves over and over again. Because male-centered history is only half of the story. Because women's history is chock full of great true stories. Because women's history provides role models and inspiration. Because women's history is an antidote to stereotypes, barriers relating to self-doubt and self-depreciation. And because women's history prompts a rethinking of traditional histories, and because women's history is fun. I would like to add, to get out in your neighborhood, in nature, and connect with other women. This is a big deal for us women, and it should be important every day, everywhere on this precious earth. So I'd like to leave you with a few quotes from women that I think really, they're strong women, and I think it's a really good time to share these. The first one is by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. So true. The next one is by Alice Walker. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Women, we all have our own power. And the last one is by Michelle Obama. No country can ever truly flourish if it stifles the potential of its women and deprives itself of the contributions of half of its citizens. I hope you, all you women, go out and celebrate you. As always, I would like to give you all a big thank you for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend, download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, to name a few. Until next time, please stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.